Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's our final visit of the season with the manager, Alex Cora.
I'm becoming emotional right now.
We've become friends, which, again, I would not have imagined that being the case.
If we start struggling, they're not doing this, they're not doing that, but now we have an excuse.
We're going to blame Lou Merlone.
That's a great point.
Lou, you know how important that is.
Other people start interviewing me, and we start struggling. We're going to point at those guys.
Bueno, Louis!
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Is this survey, is this football unfocused or... What is this?
Hello.
Is this thing on?
You could pick Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, not now, but any time during their career. You would take Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady, as you know.
And I know.
Is one of the luckiest.
Yeah, explain that.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
God, this is a rarity. Look at the three of us in the same studio.
Oh, no. Look who's back.
Three of us in the same studio. Lou got confused. He didn't know where to sit because for the last 3 weeks he's been sitting in a different position.
I didn't know where the hell to go.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you go outside at all?
It's a white man's tan. What are you talking about?
You know, I mean, are you like just all, you're like the guy with like this lotion all over your face, like yeah. not rubbed it in like yeah. the white guy?
Here's the Italian American guy. That colorful Zinka. It's like really powerful. Wait, you see like people in Australia wear it.
Did it rain the whole time? Did you get any color? Nothing?
I got lots of color.
That's the same thing I asked him. I said, it looks like you didn't get any sun at all.
I went to Disney for like 4 days. I came back here with a tan. You guys like, look at
this guy.
Do you spray yourself with any of the sunscreen?
I put a little bit on. But
what do you do?
What do you put the baby oil on?
Is that what you do? Darken yourself up
cooked.
A little bit?
That's what the Italians are.
Those
from there.
Don't go there.
But you?
No, I used like 30 or 50.
You stayed inside the whole time.
You know who he is? He's the guy with that big, giant, like, bucket hat. Stuff on his nose. Like you say, you don't, you know, rub it in. So it's obvious that he's trying to protect his nose. He's got every part of his body covered. You know, and he's just walking around. Actually, did you rent one of those little people mover things?
No.
Did you ride around in one of those things?
No.
You did, didn't you? No. There's no shame.
Go look at my.
I wore like a fake boot.
My diary here. It's like 12 miles a day. Walking like 12 miles a day.
You're 12 miles a day.
Yeah, 11, 12 miles a day.
That's what happens when you go to Disney World.
Exactly.
No fights, no irritations.
It was good. It was a good family vacation.
Left happy.
Nice tan.
Now my second family. I'm back right here.
He looks like he just basically stayed in a closet.
That's what I'm saying.
Like he stayed indoors.
It hit me when you said like he's back. And I'm like, wait, I'm looking at him going, where did he go? He didn't go to Florida. That's
no.
Hold on. Hold on.
He went to Florida.
Let me ask you.
And he said the weather was... better there than it was here.
It wasn't as much humidity as there was up here.
No, it's dry. It's dry heat down in Florida. They always say that.
Yeah. There's no humidity whatsoever.
You know what? I didn't see one alligator. I was talking about gators.
I did see alligators.
I think I saw a crocodile. I can't tell the difference.
I did.
They all look the same.
Animal Kingdom.
They got that big shiny teeth. They want to eat you up. No. I told the kids don't go by the water.
You must have been there. You must have been there.
No, you had microphones.
Yeah. You heard everything.
I feel like we've been apart so long that like our Ordways are kind of dwarfing into something or changing into something different.
Yeah. So wait a minute.
I need more Glenn to get it down.
No, I know. But I don't know what it's turning into, but it is morphed into. It's basically just,
like you just said, I don't know what.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like a Simpsons character, or a Family Guy character.
Need more Ordway
time. It's the guy. What's the guy's name? Family Guy. That's always like hooking up with all the girls. Giggity, that guy. He's a giggity guy.
Quagmire,
yes. It's like turning into Quagmire.
Did I tell you that Malcolm Butler doesn't cover slots?
No, he can't do it.
Callahan tries, but I think Callahan's impression is right.
Everyone can do an Ordway except for Callahan.
No, he's...
Everyone.
It just scares me.
He can't do it.
He just basically talks.
He's just doing...
That was my old way impression.
His voice doesn't allow it.
Pull my finger.
It doesn't allow it.
So tomorrow you're off, right? So it's somewhere. The two of us tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm off.
What do you mean you're off tomorrow? So there's just two of us. It's Lou and I tomorrow.
That's it.
And then did they change their mind? Or we're still going to 2 o'clock
on
Monday.
We are still going. I think
still going to
2 o'clock on Monday.
Nobody's changed their mind. But after listening to Alex Cora,
yeah, he sounded like he was really bummed out.
I don't want. That's a lot of pressure.
Wait a minute. What's he throwing the season at us for?
Yeah, it's our fault.
It's all on him. If he screws up, okay, like. Excuse me, like he did last night.
Jeez.
If he screws up, it's on him.
Talk about lack of accountability. You know, put it on us? I got to talk to him. That's a bunch of crap.
It's really
get your team playing good baseball. Will you lock them in? Because right now they're not.
So
figure it out.
In the end, so this was really. It would really be your fault, Lou.
What would be my fault?
It's realized
Coors'
fault. Baseball players.
It's their fault.
They don't listen. We had Big Poppy on yesterday, and he basically turned into Willie McGinnis. Everything
Christian
like,
didn't
Willie
like
calls
it.
Up. No, I didn't like it at all.
Did it all year, all winter last year. I did this all winter. All of a sudden, Poppy comes on one time. He's like, Lou. He's like, What am I not here? Yeah. Am I not here?
Everything was like, you know how it is in the big leagues.
Well,
you
what
know
we
how
did.
We do it, Lou. Even when he said goodbye, he was like, all right, Louie, see you and see you other guys. Guys? He was like, only one person.
You hear the Brewski promo?
Lou.
Four in the two other guys.
Well, that was. For the show.
Well, you can do that.
Did you ask Ortiz to do one?
Yes, for the show.
Of course he didn't do one, right? You know why? Because he doesn't really like you.
Lou, you know how important that is.
He just acts like he likes you. Brewski, really, we have a real relationship.
Well, yeah.
Yours is all surface.
Well, so you could
do the same thing with Belichick starting on Monday, right?
Person, you know.
See?
You could do that.
That's Willie.
No, I wouldn't do it. He would do it.
No,
he
you
would
should do it.
Do it
to Bill. Bill, you know.
Oh, you know, we were
That's
there.
A good way of asking
we were
questions.
In those trenches. You know.
Don't let Bill.
You know. It happens. There's certain things that happen.
Shut up. I already
don't
know
what
you're
doing. Don't let Bill do it once. Bill's going to do it once. Christian, well, you know. I mean, Bill's going to do it.
I don't know if Bill will do that.
Yeah, he will.
I don't know if he'll do that.
Why don't you do it to him? Offset him. You know, Bill.
You know how it was back in the day. We used to grind, right? We'd be working hard.
I can tell Alex never to say that. Lou, you know.
Yeah.
Start next Wednesday. You're ours now.
And the other
thing is we got you now, Wednesdays. Down the stretch.
But I thought you played with him, but you never played with him.
Alex, no.
No.
No, I know, but I did not know that. This whole time I'm thinking you guys were teammates. That's
I tried
had
to tell
this,
you, though. Alex was here after
Well, you did try very
not
hard.
Lead, but, you know.
You just don't listen.
No, I just wasn't paying attention. Is that a better way of
saying
it?
I was listening.
Exactly what he no,
the other day we had this, like, this discussion.
It's different.
Oh, my God.
Like, Christian was getting
on. Hold on. There's a short line in the small world I'm going.
Christian was getting on me the other day asking me, like, after the sweep, if I'm going to buy into this team. Why am I going to be negative Nancy? Are you now buying in? Is this good enough? Do you believe in him now?
Stupid question.
And I'm sitting there going, where the hell have you been?
Hold on. Is that technically accurate, Ryan? Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes. No, it's not. I obviously wasn't listening.
Again.
Brian doesn't know where
you,
to go
Does
here.
Anybody listen?
Move. I listen to you. I listen
Switch
to you,
with
Lou.
The other guy.
I was following Lou on Twitter as I was going on various Disney rides.
Yeah, Lustradamus.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Are you that guy that's sitting there
sitting on your
You go there with your family.
I was watching
You go there with your family, bring all your kids, and you sit there and you're monitoring what's going on out here. Why do you care what Lou is talking about?
Some people are devoted to their craft, and others like you are selfish, and you just want to get the sun.
You're supposed, that's part of being on vacation.
Some people come back with dark tans. Others come back ready and prepared for their first show.
That's why Lou never actually leaves the state of Massachusetts when he's on vacation. So I never actually get in on him.
He likes Dennis.
He stays at, he goes out his backyard. He's like, oh, look at the beach. I'm on vacation.
I go to the beach.
Hey, honey,
I don't understand what the problem is. I get lobsters.
What New England
I get
is. New England has beautiful beaches.
I go to beaches.
Gorgeous
whatever.
Beaches.
That's what I do.
No,
what do you mean whatever?
No, he don't. We already went over.
No, he ripped in New England beaches.
Your beach? I saw your beach by your house. It's like nowhere to hang out.
Gorgeous. What are you talking about?
If you don't own a boat, you can't even touch the water.
Oh, no. Chris. Oh, here it is, Glenn. You know, I just figured it out. There's nowhere to play volleyball.
Oh, see, that's not
in California. We get the volleyball nets up. You can play volleyball.
True. You have rings.
What do you guys?
A
you know
pier.
What do you
have? A pier.
What are those beaches?
I got a jetty.
Where's the nearest pier?
I got a jetty.
I don't even know what a jetty is. It's like a jet ski. Yeah, turn it up.
I got
don't
a jetty.
Mad.
You go to Duxbury Pier.
You guys have to go to like an island to get
a
beach.
Bridge.
You have to hop on a ferry and that to actually really get a nice beach. And then there's sharks everywhere.
What are you here for?
What are those beaches?
Go fishing off of the Ferris wheel.
Go fishing off a jetty.
I don't know what a jetty is.
Jesus, a bunch of rocks.
How about a sandbar?
What are you talking
sandbar?
About? There's sandbars.
Sandbar?
Yeah.
That's not a lake, though. Lakes. Sandbars are lakes.
No, they're not. They're oceans.
Nah, they're not as far
I think
as
you're
low
underestimating
tide
our,
an ocean?
Our beaches are
terrific. Well, I told you. I told you. Don't squint your eyes like that. Like, like something bad's about to happen.
You don't know
like
what a jetty is.
Someone's going to come from behind me.
Sandbar's in a lake.
See the way he squints his eyes?
I like it.
You know,
as
bad
as going to happen.
This isn't a movie.
So does the sandbar pop up when it's low tide in the lake?
It just stays the same.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's fresh water. You don't get all that salt.
Low tide in the lakes?
You afraid of the sharks?
The water is a lot more salty here on the East Coast.
You got to watch out for those freshwater sandbars.
Are you afraid of the sharks when you go to Winnipesaukee? Are you afraid of the sharks up there?
That's weird. No, I don't have any issues with the lake.
See all the sharks down at the Cape this past week?
Yes. They're all over the place, and they're tracking them.
Yeah.
There's that picture with that. And they keep closing beaches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Get up to Plymouth.
Did they?
Yep. We got the Plymouth. They've been hitting Churro hard.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to keep
them out. What are those beaches in south of L.A. there where they have the oil rigs where they're pumping oil?
What do you mean?
What is that?
You don't go to that beach. That's like not even like four blocks.
That's a beach, though. That's like
No, it's not a beach. Like, you just stay away from the oil slicks in the water.
Is that what you
do? Yeah, you just avoid the black spots in the water.
So apparently Cora was throwing it on us now that he's leaving that show. Yeah. Keith had a little cry, and this is what they did.
It's our final visit of the season with the manager, Alex Cora.
It's emotional.
Alex, I didn't realize this was going to be so emotional, Alex.
I'm I'm becoming emotional right now. Hey, one thing for sure, and I know how it works, you know, like people try to, like, let's say, you know, if we start struggling, they're not doing this, they're not doing that, but now we have an excuse.
Uh-oh.
Because now if this changes and other people start interviewing me and we start struggling, we're going to point at those guys. Is their struggles, not ours, you know.
Please.
They jinx it.
We're going to blame Lou Merlone.
Why are you blaming me? Blame Christian. Why can't you blame Glenn?
Lou's been sucking.
That's actually a good idea. Hold on.
You're going to blame me.
Where's Dale going?
Listen, if the Patriots suck, you can blame me. They're not going to.
Oh, really?
Where's Dale going, though? Lou's been sucking up to this team and sucking up to Cora.
Oh, man.
No, not according to Christian. Not according to Christian. I got to buy in. Not according to Christian. I got to buy in now.
See, again, you're technically changing what I said. And if you want to go back like 5 days and rehash this again, I will.
I sent another text to Alex Cora.
I didn't do that.
Cora's citing the record of the team right now and saying that, you know, if it goes south, it's on us.
Yep.
It's on him.
Yep.
What the hell was Brian Johnson? Why was he still in the game last night?
Have you ever seen a guy go out and go 5 innings, 4 runs, 7 innings, 5 runs, has a 6.75 ERA, is throwing the ball well his last two outings?
Yeah.
I have.
You got everything you could get out of him in that period of time, did you not?
I was good.
In that outing?
Yeah, I thought he left him in too long.
Yes.
And after the game, he said he needed him to go 7. I don't know. Hector Velasquez, is he hurt? Like, he hasn't pitched in this month. He hasn't pitched this month. Is he on a DL? Did he get sent down? Did I miss something?
I was on vacation. You tell me.
No, I think he's still around. But
at that point, you didn't pay attention to.
Yeah, last night he left him in too long.
Velasquez, I'm going to pay attention to what he's doing every day.
Yeah, I think he left him in too long. He went six innings, 2 runs, and he got the out. And, you know, it was even the Russell Martin walk, I didn't mind because he left him in. I'm like, okay, you're going to leave him in. You got to go hitter to hitter. Diaz, he struck out. When Pilar singled, I don't know where Hembry was. That's his role, right? First and second. He threw a third inning the other day.
Yeah,
he hasn't thrown in a while. He threw Sunday night in that mess of an inning when Price came out. Threw a third of an inning 2 nights ago. And then last night, just get a third of an inning. And then go to Brazier and Kelly. I don't know why he left him in.
I don't either, other than he was fearful of he wanted to protect the bullpen or whatever. Lions was
said he needed to go 7.
Did you see Steve Lyons went right at him?
You fully expect the Red Sox to go on and win this game with the 8-5 advantage, couple innings left. The relentless attack they have offensively, the back half of their bullpen. But I am sick about what just happened to Brian Johnson.
The 1-1. We were talking during a commercial break. You're a little bit surprised that after Russell Martin took the walk with one down, there was no activity in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Wow. Sick. He said he was sick.
Blame Lou Merlone.
No, I mean, he's right. I mean, activity in the bullpen. But, you know, then you go hitter to hitter. And I just felt like the Pilar hit single, first and second now. I mean, you know, get him out of there. Let Hembry clean it up with Grichik. You know, have him clean it up third of an inning again. Now you go to Brazier and Kelly. Six and two thirds, 2 runs. So 7 innings, 5 runs. I thought he was really good last night. I thought he proved that he's much better than Pomeranz. Get his ass out of the rotation. You know, 5 innings, 4 runs, 4 earned against the Yankees. That first inning didn't go so well. But I thought the zeros he put up third and the fourth inning and went out there in the fifth. I thought he threw the ball real well, gave him everything they had. He's a fifth starter. But, yeah, I was surprised because 7 innings, 6 2/3, 2 runs would have looked a lot better.
You know what? And he reminds me of just that it's like a grunt, right? He just you ask him to do something. He doesn't complain. Even though he could – his ERA could be lower. He could have a little bit more credibility. And people outside of New England could look at that and say, wow. They're looking at him and say, God, the guy sucks. Like, look at his ERA. But here, locally, you're sitting there going, "Guy, this guy's doing everything you ask him to do.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't complain. He gives you strong innings, whatever you need." So, I mean, yeah, I feel bad for him also, but I guess that's just kind of like his role. Like, hey, we need you to go 7 innings. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get banged around a little bit. You okay with that? Sure, Skip. And that's it.
Listen, there's a bunch of stuff that they can do, and they can experiment and screw around with a 9.5 game lead. It's not like, oh my God, if I screw up tonight, we're in serious trouble. I'm with Lou. I thought, why are you letting him continue to go? You want to build this guy's confidence, this kid's confidence.
I think he's got plenty of confidence. I think he's got
Brian Johnson.
Confidence.
He does in the first five.
I thought he was in the first five innings.
I
didn't feel good about it to start the game. You know, we talk about like David Price following Chris Sale. And it's just like the stuff is diminished, and that's not a good look for him.
Yeah.
You know, Sale goes, and then they face Price. So they flip-flopped that, and they went Price Saturday, Sale Sunday, which I like. But when you get Brian Johnson out there the night after, you got Drew Pomeranz flipping the same stuff, 88, 89 with a curveball. I was like, this isn't going to be set up very well for Brian. And he went out there, and he threw the ball real well. I don't care what that final line looked like. You watch that game, he threw the ball real well. He could pitch. But the stuff doesn't blow you away, and it's the reason why Henry Owens was always like the guy in the minor leagues, great changeup. And this kid here, before, when he was just a prospect, it was like, this kid's a better pitcher. He's better than Henry Owens. And it's been a struggle for a few years, but he's starting to show a little something. Again, I can't look at his 6.75 ERA last two starts and say that he ain't getting it done because he's doing what they need him to do. He's got a 3.21 ERA in his 8 starts this year as a member of the team. 8 starts, 3-2-1, and we know how the last two went. He's doing everything he needs to do for this
team. But I think we know that there's a limit to his
Well, he's not a playoff guy.
That's what I mean.
No.
He's limited.
He's a regular season guy.
Right, and he's limited to how long you can keep him out there because there is an expiration point to his game. But he's fine. You're right. Hey, 9.5 game cushion. They got plenty of time. I missed the Brian Johnson performance last night. My flight was delayed a few times. I'm not going to be one of those.
Not going to
be one of those hard.
Still on radio.
Notice I wasn't tweeting it. I was not tweeting it. Like, doesn't that piss you off?
I should be home by now.
I heard those guys talking about it this morning.
That's the thing. I mean, we should be home right now.
That's how we know.
But we're not because you're a selfish, self-absorbed, greedy little turd.
Do you want to say it?
That's who you are.
Go ahead.
That is who you are.
This is my first day back, and you decide
you greet me. Everybody's a team player.
What you say about me?
But when Glenn Ordway wants to say, is this the way it's going to be?
So
like,
hold on.
See how big his head has grown now? going back to the afternoons where I started everything.
Got my man Andy back in the mix.
Yeah, Andy's back in the booth.
Andy's team Andy, team Glenn.
Two good buddies. Back again.
Andy's my man.
Taking over the world.
Andy's my man.
That's it. You're good to have Andy.
You realize that,
right? Andy's my man. Christians, you realize that it's just you and I and Ryan.
Yeah.
Because
it's us versus
Glenn
them.
And Andy get this like relationship.
Stop. Yep. We just expand. We expand the wolf back to five. There's no big deal.
Andy doesn't even look me in the eye. He doesn't even look when I talk to him. He doesn't look me in the eye. Look, I'm looking at him right.
Listen,
now.
Glenn
must have said something.
He was with us the first last couple of days, right? Yep. Without Glenn, so we've talked to him before the show. We've talked to him during the break. We've talked to him after the show about this big move and some of the things that we had. And what did he say to us? Well, we'll wait till Glenn gets back. We'll talk about it.
You actually talked to him.
I was like, what?
He just handed me a piece of paper and like just turned his back on me.
Wait till Glenn gets here. We'll talk about it.
See what I mean?
What did I do?
Andy's the best.
Hashtag Team Ordway.
That's right. He will have this thing organized. It will be loaded with sound on a daily basis, and we'll just sit back and fly.
I'm sure it's going to be Glenn-like centric. Like, Glenn is – every time Glenn says something stupid, which will be a lot, Andy, okay? Yeah. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
We got Ryan. Ryan will cut it up.
So you got to keep that stuff. You can't just be like, hey, Andy, where's – oh, sorry, Mr. Ordway, I lost it, okay? It's,
Well, he doesn't have to call me Mr. Ordway.
No, I insist on him for at least, the first month.
Call you Mr. Fourier?
Ryan calls him Mr. F, so he can't have that
Mr.
one.
Mr. F, what's the F stand for?
What do you mean? What is this? Well, it depends. It depends how we're getting along.
It's good for you though, too, because I got a lot of Ordway stories I can tell you.
Okay. Well, the question is, are you going to tell them to us?
Honestly,
couple years ago, he went on vacation, stayed inside, and watched the Michael Jackson funeral the entire time. That's all he did.
No, that was Dale. That wasn't me.
That was you. You went to Nantucket.
You're confused.
You got Dale confused. You went to Disneyland, but you had like, what did you like walk around with an umbrella?
No, he sat there on Nesson Plus and Nesson Go on the Go and watched the Red Sox.
Space Mountain. I gotta watch the game.
Big move coming next week.
Big move.
Big move for the family.
Hey, Dombrowski's gonna be on OMF. I gotta stay on point.
I'm prepping for Belichick.
Do we have Dombrowski today?
Huh?
No, we had him.
What happened to the Red Sox front office report?
We had him
did the Red
week.
Sox bump?
Once a month.
We have nobody today, Ryan? Look at Ryan's checking
No.
out.
We've had nobody today.
We had Big Poppy after the trade deadline.
We had Big Poppy yesterday. Yeah. That was a front office.
Oh, that was good.
Wait,
good.
Was he here with JD Martinez?
We had JD Martinez. That's right. Were you here for that?
I missed that.
Yeah, funny guy.
Oh, Lou's getting all his buddies.
He's Steve funny. Pierce?
While I'm gone.
No, we didn't get Pierce.
Yeah.
We didn't get
Pierce.
No, we didn't get him.
Lou finally came through with one of the players.
How about Brock Holt? Did you get Brock Holt
on too? No, he's still hugging people.
We have him slated for tomorrow, actually.
Good.
Who's coming?
Save Brock Holt tomorrow.
No.
Good. There you go. So we'll give you the inside story here. Joey, as he likes to do, decides that he's coming up with this brilliant idea. He always does it like 4 hours before it's scheduled, or he wants to schedule.
Yeah, I got an idea.
So, yeah, he came up with an idea yesterday as I'm on my last day of the vacation. Hey, what about taking the OMF guys and putting them in the morning?
Sure.
Because Mutt and Reamer suck. Is that why he did it?
I don't know.
So he decided on putting us in there today, and he went to you guys. And, of course, Christian is off tomorrow. So, Christian, if you can get out. Well, no, we'll get to that later.
No, we're not going to get to a period.
Okay.
That's the noon hour.
We got to get to it. No,
you
we got to
do it
to
tomorrow.
No, I wanted you to feel uncomfortable.
Seriously.
We need to get to it.
See, this will be dumped on your head. I'm not even playing.
That looks bad, man. No. So you thought you were going to get out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, well, so did Lou.
Instead of getting out at 2 o'clock. And, of course, I'm stuck in Orlando, and my flight got delayed. And unlike those idiots who, media people who always like to do it, bitch about the
Lombardi
airlines.
Lombardi was doing it the other day.
Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
Like, you didn't tweet about it?
It's like, I did not tweet that I was delayed.
You were bitching and texting with us. Bitching about it.
One text. And I said to you, I answered you and said.
It might have been two.
He, like, waited.
It might have been two. I said, I couldn't do this thing. Okay, but do you notice that Joey springs everything on us like hours in advance?
Well, I know what the real reason is. I know what the real reason is, and this is let's just be real, right? If we're gonna start off,
we can do real talk.
We're gonna do because okay. I feel like that's what you're supposed to say now. Hey, that's real talk. Okay, what happened was Lou. Do you remember the last time we were asked to do the morning show? Do you remember what happened?
I did.
I mean, somebody.
Oh, the group.
As us as a group, we all did the morning show. He froze.
He did. He froze.
He was like back in the big
house. I remember the three of us.
We had the big lights on him. And a big audience. And you did. You froze. We did all their bits. We did all our normal stuff. We also did.
Yeah, you were great in headlines.
We did headlines. No, you weren't even, you know, helping out.
You're not going to panic like Monday, are you?
Yeah.
Like Bill walks in. You're
freeze.
Bill.
He's going to suddenly come down with a stuttering problem.
I have to. If anybody has a stuttering problem on Monday with Belichick, it will be you. You will be.
He's going to turn into the lawyer for my cousin Vinny. You're going to get Glenn on Monday. That's going to be great.
You remember that? I'm playing real quick.
What's wrong with you? Are you in pain right now? What's that?
No, you won't even look at me. What's wrong? Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm dead serious right now.
I'm dead serious right now.
I have stones
you're,
in
you
me.
You are laying off on this and just taking a seat while we do
that
this.
That was it. He had kidney stones. He's passing kidney stones.
I did.
Well, I tell you what, everything happens to him.
We played your trending yesterday, by the way, at the noon hour.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it's the best.
With the dental.
It's the best.
Red Sox take three or four.
12 of those, though, were singles.
Singles. Celtics.
And it's
dropped
the
by
Celtics.
30.
Oh, it's so bad.
I can play that all day.
Honestly, just on a loop.
But it's all about sacrifice. That was belly laughing.
We want you to get a Novocaine shot at least once a month.
At least once a month. For the show, for the Wolfpack?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll do it.
For the show.
Promise?
Absolutely.
All right, Pinky.
Absolutely. All right, we got football tonight. Lock it in. We have football tonight. Football tonight, finally.
Oh, my God. How about it? Big game.
You know,
how many quarters is Brady going to play?
None.
Those are the questions.
How important are these reps for the young guys?
I think he plays one. What about you?
Okay, who's going to be the next Malcolm Butler?
Who's playing in the fourth quarter? Keep an eye on that.
Does that mean anything? Are there any veterans playing in the fourth quarter?
Deion Lewis is playing. He's going to get traded.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. He's a vet.
Why is he playing in the fourth?
I don't know. I got to ask Bill on Monday. Why'd you play this guy?
That's what we'll do. We will overanalyze what happens in the first preseason game. And all I'll do is I'll tell you this right now. Let's remember what we were thinking in the first preseason game last year. And then what were you thinking when we got to game 10, 11, 12 in the regular season? Well, let's go further than that. Let's take you to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl game. It means nothing. But we'll watch
injuries.
It. We'll break it all
Who
down.
Plays?
Injuries is the key.
It's going to be injuries the next 4 weeks. Which team's going to lose
game,
again?
That's it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, and last year, do you remember the list of stars in the game that went down? You know, and well, I don't know if it was all in preseason or not, but the list obviously continued. But yeah, that's the biggest key. And Glenn, we talked about this before. That's one area with this team, unlike last year, they can't afford that, especially in that group.
No.
The wide receiver group, they can't afford that at all.
No, so they've been able to get by losing an Edelman or losing a Gronk. They can't do that this year with this wide receiving crew.
What happens if they lose a Britt?
They can lose a Britt.
Or a Decker?
they can lose a Decker, but they can't lose a Decker and a Britt.
How about a Berrios?
I don't know
Riley
about
McCarron.
Berrios. We haven't seen it.
No.
They
can't lose Hogan. Oh, man. What if they lose all the white receivers?
They can't. Well, that's the thing. They can't lose any African-American receivers.
No, that's... Because
then it would come down.
Good point.
Bomani Jones would be like, look.
I'm surprised.
The only way they get in.
Look at the depth chart.
I'm surprised people haven't jumped on that yet. All the white receivers, the Patriots.
Oh, Bomani.
It's a Boston team. Did he really?
Oh, yeah, he went there.
No, that was
did
Bomani.
He?
Oh, wait, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know
you weren't paying attention.
I missed that. Oh, no, he did.
You don't watch High Noon? You weren't watching High Noon?
No.
No, Eric Decker.
No, I was watching Beauty and the Beast.
Bill Belichick has a type.
Yes.
Oh.
He's got a type.
God.
Yeah, he's got a type.
Please.
Yeah, I know. It made me want to throw up also. But, you know what? It's what it's called. That's what they do. It's High Noon.
Yeah, it's High Noon. Who's the other guy?
Pablo
Sandoval?
No, Torres. Rafi Torres.
Torres.
Rafi Torres?
No, Torres. Pablo Torres.
Torres.
Pablo Torres. Yeah, he
that's
and,
his name.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick has a type. He is your friend a type.
And
I'm not saying that Eric Decker is only desired because he fits the type. All I'm saying is that it is really, really funny when your friend who has a type walks in with someone who's the type. Nothing is better than when they got rid of Wes Welker and they Danny Amendola showed up to take his job, because we all know the thing they have in common is that they both went to Texas Tech,
right?
I contend that Belichick has picked up on a market inefficiency, which is the stereotypes that people have about white wide receivers. Therefore, you can get them a little cheaper. Like Chris Hogan, for example. Go try to explain to somebody how athletic Chris Hogan is.
Oh,
go
yeah,
look at those yards
yeah.
per catch numbers. People don't believe it because he's white. So you can go in there and you can get these white dudes for the cheap, because people out here are like, nah, man, I don't want none of that. You're like, nah,
that's
man.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So every other coach in the NFL, reverse racism.
Exactly.
They're racist towards white guys.
Yeah. Right.
And Belichick welcomes
them. Well, wait a minute.
He also said it's good for the fan base.
He's
in touch with his fan base, because his fan base wants white guys.
Sounds like the white receivers, though, have a cause here. They are vastly underpaid.
Yeah.
They should be
strike.
We should be screaming about
change
that.
Change the CBA.
If you're white and you're a receiver, you're not going to get paid as much as a black receiver.
Between,
that's basically what they're telling you.
Know, between
what
that
are we talking
and,
about
and,
here?
Between that, Skip Bayless's take on like Bill is sabotaging, Brady and his ability to succeed because he's giving him crappy wide receivers, and our good old friend Rob Parker. We'll get to that later. Don't play it yet. I mean, I just feel like it's the year of stupid, lazy takes.
That's exactly
it's
what
just,
it is.
Is there nothing else? I mean, are they so obsessed with the Patriots that like they just have to start making stuff up? Like,
well, they just
they've
sound
always
dumb.
Made stuff up, but now it's like imagination land.
They sound dumb, or everything to them is through the eyes of race. It's color. It's either dumb or you're looking through the lens and everything you see is all based on color, black or white. Can't be anything else. Can it?
No, that's the only reason why.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you're not on the broadcast tonight.
No, I'm not. I'm going to be a fan.
I want to find out what the hell's going on because...
Oh, I know what's going on.
I know, but you know, I can't stand you, but I thought you were the best thing
that ever happened to
of that
yes,
preseason
I
broadcast.
Also,
I thought you were the best thing to that broadcast.
Yeah, now you know where people's loyalty lies.
Now I'm a little bit concerned.
You know what happens.
We'll see what the ratings are like now.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
If they go down, you should jump over.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, see?
So well, you can put it this way. You can save all the money in your juices, berries and juices that you put in your hair.
That's right. Well, I don't have any hair anyways.
Well, that's true.
So,
not much juices.
Now you know why.
All right, 617-779-7937. We open up the phone lines as well right on here on OMF, all three of us together.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Let me start by saying you two together are the best show on the station, and I'm not saying that to leave with applause. That's a fact.
always better without Ordway. It's great with you guys.
Appreciate it. Listen, yeah, 10 to 2.
Lou's wearing thin, though.
Two to 6. What do you mean?
Yeah, Lou's, I think it's wearing you down a little bit.
I've been hosting this thing for a week. Like,
I know. You've been
afraid.
Doing a good job. Have you noticed I haven't thrown you a life raft once?
Dying.
Not once. Hey, Lou, I'll do trending. No, you're on your own.
Dying. Don't be afraid.
That's what you get for being here long.
It's true.
It is good to have you back.
We're not even.
You have tenure.
We're not even on our new shift, and already the audience can tell which producer has produced which one of these little bits.
That wasn't serious. How
was that? That was Ryan.
I can tell you that wasn't
Ryan.
Andy.
Was that Ryan bit? Yeah. Look at Ryan. Look at Ryan.
I can see this is going to be.
No, I can't take credit for
this. This is going to be a problem.
Good job, Ryan.
Goofy song. Please welcome back. Oh, come on.
Oh, so
can't
Andy,
do something
Andy,
a little
what,
bit.
What, oh, Andy would have
something
better.
Andy, much
Andy,
better song.
That was Andy's recommendation.
No, much Andy would have come up with something far more creative.
Hey, listen,
trust me. Trust me, Andy would come up with far more creativity.
Really?
Ryan, please. Welcome
Andy, do you feel like a lot of pressure right now? The fact that you two are back together again? Because, you know, he expects a lot. He's pretty demanding.
it's been a while. I wasn't there for the little internet show, you know. I wasn't
That's
up
right.
in his attic and all that.
Did he ask you to come with him?
Nice attic, by the way.
Did he promise you a lot of dollars?
No, he said, I'd love to pay you, but I just can't do it right now.
So I want you to leave your show when you get benefits and money.
Everybody
and
got
come
Bitcoin.
With me.
I got Bitcoin for everybody.
There's this new thing. It's called Bitcoin. It's not going to hit for another 5 years.
I'll take Pete Chippin's money and give to you.
I have this new kid, Alex. He's a 5 plug.
Hey.
But I ain't going to pay him nothing.
That's not true.
He's getting sweat equity by me.
Is Alex here right now? Alex is here. He's working.
Alex is doing a big big story on the new move. Did he talk to you? Alex talked to you?
I talked to him. Alex Reamer?
You talked to Alex?
Yeah, the new media critic
to Alex.
In town.
You talked to Alex?
I talked to him yesterday on my way home.
He's the new media critic.
He hasn't asked me anything about the new show.
Excellent writer. Great.
Hasn't even acknowledged it.
He hasn't talked to you at all. Has he approached you about talking to you?
Nope.
Wow. I wonder if he just wants the perspective of Lou and I. Maybe that's what it is.
I am your host. They call me the Phenom.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I was got shut out in this deal, but that's okay. That's okay because we're still part of the Wolfpack, and they're going to be.
Are you taking off tomorrow?
I know.
No, the Wolfpack is a party of one, my brother. Party of one. Hey, you go on your own.
Listen, we expect.
We're good.
We expect along the way.
I hope you do well. I wish you the best. Call me when you're done.
We expect along the way. Along the way, there will be a few bumps in the road.
Okay. Yeah.
All
this.
You know, there's different shifts and some different people involved.
Oh, wait. You know what's going to be weird, though?
Ideas.
So tomorrow, you were going to get. So wait, Kirk and Callahan are back tomorrow, right?
They're back for a day?
I think they're back for a day.
No, they're not back for a day.
I think they are.
Why would
they
be back?
I think they might be back.
Can somebody confirm that with Joe? I think he is back for one day. But you are not going to have any more Jerry time.
Ooh.
No more Jerry time.
Dale time.
Hey. No, he's not going to have Jerry. No, he'll have Dale time.
He'll have Dale
time.
You
have Dale time. But it'll be in reverse, right? Because he'll be leaving.
We'll let you come in and do all the crosses.
Yeah, you can do that.
we're not doing crosses.
Excuse me?
We're not doing the crosses.
We're eliminating crosses.
No, we decided.
We want to start the show on time, do the show. We don't need crosses.
No,
everybody knows after a week or two, people are going to know who's on at what time, right?
Yeah.
The crosses,
I would think.
And then who's
unless there's something going on between the shows, the crosses don't make any sense.
Yeah, this
argument sucks.
And who's going to be the guy that comes in and, you know, and just kind of hovers as we're still talking, changes all the TVs and kind of makes us feel awkward and
that's
uncomfortable because we haven't ended our show yet?
Who's going to be that guy? MLB Network is going to be on.
Okay, Lou, you're responsible for coming in, changing the channel.
That's what Dale would do every day.
And then standing over Dale.
Dale would come in here every day and he would change all of the TVs. He did not like our choices. I thought our choices are pretty good. Now, what do we get going on up here? We got ESPN on here. We got Ocho over here. And what do we got over here? We got ESPN over here.
No, his thing was soccer.
FS1 is over here. We have FS1.
Oh, man, it would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't like sleep.
All right, so I've got to get to the bottom of this because I really was in the dark with this one. And I know maybe it has something to do with you moving to the afternoon or whatever. But I saw the schedule for the announcers, and basically what they're doing is they're taking the guys across the street.
Yeah, it's the NBC Boston show.
And they're putting the Sports Hub guys in the booth to do the games.
Yeah.
So it's Zoe and it's
Sochi. Nikovich sideline.
Nikovich is on the sideline.
And then Chatham and Rochi
are still doing the radio. Chatham and Rochi are doing the radio show.
Can't wait to listen.
And what will you be doing?
I will be doing my pregame show with CBS. That airs, I think, at 7. At 7:15, I think I'm going on. Okay. And that's it.
I heard Chatham on Toucher and Rich. Is that a regular now?
Here's Matt Chatham.
He's going to break it down.
How long is that segment? Like 45, 50 minutes?
I think with only two questions.
It's a weird combo.
I would give him some quality time.
Yeah.
It's a weird combo.
So you're not part of this preseason broadcast.
No, they kicked me out.
I'm being serious when I say this. You were the best part of the broadcast.
Yeah, well, you know what? Just, things change, and you know, people have different needs and desires, and they have responsibilities. And you know, I didn't have the best offseason. So...
So maybe that's what it was.
So maybe that was it.
So,
I don't know.
So hold on. So a combination of all of the above.
It usually is. It's never really black and white. It's never really just one thing. Gray. Right? It's always a bunch of different things.
It is with Bomani. It is black and white.
Well,
with
we know that. Yeah, we know that.
Always black and white.
We know
with
that
Bomani.
With him. But no.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'll be watching just like you.
We'll all be watching.
You know, the thing people don't know about is that, like, everybody in this business, everybody's friends. Well, I don't know if they're friends. They'd be frenemies or fake friends, whatever. But everybody still talks to everybody. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody's trying to get in everybody's business. Yeah. I don't care who you are, what you do.
What do you mean?
Well, I want to hear more of this. People that you work for I don't even know what the hell they call it. Stupid show.
NBC.
Comcast, whatever.
Stupid show. NBC Sports Boston.
I'm a CBS man.
Oh, Jesus.
All in your face.
You and Les.
Play action, which means they're going to run that action away.
Thanks, Johnny.
I guarantee you're going to get no Johnny Gomes impression.
No, you're not going to get Johnny Gomes.
You're
not the CBS guy. You're the CBS Sports Network guy.
No, I'm not working there either anymore.
That's the one.
You know what? I had to sacrifice. Really? I gave up my favorite job. To stay with you guys.
Your favorite job was flying to New York Friday nights and doing Western Kentucky Old Dominion on Saturday.
What are you talking about?
Well, the thing I love about that network is the only network that gives you the time for their shows in mountain time.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you got this week? Oh, we got Western Kentucky, South Alabama. We got this quarterback. It's pretty good.
6 p.m. mountain time.
Wait, you guys never watched the wrap-up show that aired at 3:30 in the morning?
I watched you.
You didn't watch that? 3:30 in the morning?
I've never seen you on the weekend TV.
That's probably a good thing.
I've seen him one time.
I've never seen him.
Probably a good thing.
I don't know where the channel is.
Batting a thousand.
I don't know where any of it is.
It was honestly, like, I would show up like, to the studio. They'd give us like, I was like, all right, what games do we have? I didn't even know what games we had until I actually sat down. And that's it.
So you
did
the same.
I'd ask one of the guys, hey, listen, give me something on San Jose State. And he'd give me like literally one piece of paper with no notes whatsoever. Because who the hell's watching San Jose State?
Same prep
Nobody.
He does for this show. Same prep.
Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. Same I'm prep. Dedicated and devoted.
Nobody.
Yes, no more traveling. No more leaving. No more doing the shows in New York.
Good, we're
here.
Happy.
I'm yours. Crap. I'm yours.
There we go.
I'm sure your wife is thrilled. You'll be home every weekend.
This will
be.
My son's at a good point in his life now.
Good. This is all good.
Get to see all his games now.
So, but you called Lou's thing. You need to apologize to Lou.
What thing?
His network. You said his network. It was
it's not his network.
He works for the network.
It is mine. No, it's my network, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
NBC
what do you want me to apologize
Boston.
For calling?
It's mine.
See, I keep changing
it.
NBC Sports Boston.
Yes, that's what
Comcast.
It is. It's been like that for a while.
Formerly Comcast.
NBC. I'm with you. Sometimes I say Comcast, but it's NBC.
I just want to say Comcast. I don't know what to tell you.
You
used to be
Grunt's network. So while I was
NBC
gone,
Sports Boston.
While I was gone, Mike Giardi is out.
He's gone.
Yes.
He's going to NFL Network, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he?
It's the rumor.
That's
he's going to NFL Network.
Is he?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Really?
My sources are telling me.
Well, I know you know NFL. People.
It's good for him. He'll be good there.
Well, where else would he
go? He will be good.
MLB there. Network.
He's perfect for them.
If he ends up there, I don't know if he's ending up there or not.
Andrew Giardi is here. Mike.
Yeah.
What are you?
He's going to be stationed in San Fran. We talked about that.
Yeah, by the way, if he
Jimmy
leaves,
G.
if he
he's Brian Windhorst.
Mm-hmm.
He's Brian Windhorst of the NFL.
So now that he's gone, does Tangway allow him to take the angry Mike character with him? Because he allowed
he's created everything.
Didn't Tangway allow you to take the
angry Tangway Mike? Looks at it as sort of like this guy that he built up.
Yeah.
And now that he can go on his way,
right.
You know, spread his wings.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
Yes. So that's how Tangway looks at it. So Giardi is gone.
He invented anger.
So they talk about like
you didn't
having no
it.
Bench. They have no bench over there now.
What do you mean?
NBC Sports Boston.
No, I like that. See that? Like that name.
See that? NBC Sports Boston.
Well,
watch
still,
it. Love
I'm still
it.
Coming on. I'm still
the
coming off the bench.
On. And the baseball show is on NBC Sports Boston.
Believe that.
Props to Lou, though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she's no longer on
the bench.
Well, she can focus on NBC now because she's no longer on EI.
Does DJ Bean care anything? Does he care about anything other than hockey?
Yeah, like social media stuff. Bands in New Hampshire.
Bands that make her dance.
Yeah.
Is he like breaking that down like some random like bar in like Maine?
Yeah.
He likes Mamma Mia. He's a big Mamma Mia.
He's a big
Mamma Mia 1 and 2, I believe. He's raved about that. So yeah.
So he's a big ABBA fan.
Be all right. I'll still be over there. I'll pop in.
How can anyone?
I think you're right. No bench.
What do you mean, no bench? I'd pop in.
No. Well, you're a starter.
Oh, no, I'm not. Now I'm coming off the bench.
You're a starter.
I don't know.
Now that I've done it six.
I hate to tell you.
You know, when I pop baseball, over there, you may have been going back and forth, but at NBC Sports Boston, you're a starter.
Man. I'm going to need Ordway's helicopter to get there for that 6 o'clock show when our show stands
at 6.
That
ain't going
to
happen.
You may be a part-time player.
You can leave early.
But you're a starter over there.
I'm going to be like Dale.
Oh, hold on. I want to take a phone call.
When I got to work at NBC, I'm going to take off.
Can we take phone calls?
Go ahead.
Still take phone calls on the program?
Oh,
go to Matt and Gloucester.
Shock. You want to take this one.
Hi, Matt and Gloucester. How are you today, Matt?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
You're on speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker.
Oh, go ahead. Go. You sound like Ordway's
phone. That's all.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say congratulations on the promotion. Are you guys nervous?
Ordway is.
Yes, very, very nervous.
Ordway's
stressful. Ordway, you're going to hear it on Monday morning. It's going to stuttering. He's going to be a stuttering little bastard.
I'll take medication, drink heavily, and I'll be fine by 2.
I don't think so. I just wanted to say congrats. Ordway, you do realize that you do radio, and no matter how much weight you lose, you'll always be fat, right?
Thank you, man. All right, thank you, man. Hey Matt. That's the nicest thing anybody has ever said to me.
That's
so I really appreciate it, buddy.
Was that Disney trip a paid gig? You went down there as one of the dwarfs on Wizard of Oz, right?
That's correct.
He's the mayor.
There are eight now.
He's the mayor of Munchkin Land.
Guy should have quit after the first joke.
Yeah,
I know. You really
first
had a good one.
Good, all right, Matty. I like it.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks. Thanks for calling. That nice Matt called on my first
That call backfired on your ass, didn't it? You thought, look at this. This guy was happy to have me back.
He set your ass up.
He's going to be all
Andy
nice to me.
Set you up. He's like, oh, look, this one loves Glenn, and he's just cutting you down.
So now Matt from Gloss is going to have a permanent check mark next to his
yes,
name?
Yes, all the
see that check mark there?
There Andy brought that.
What is this new, the check marks now?
Yeah, go to him.
No, so you see, Andy is really kind of bringing some new wave technology. Yeah.
Really?
The software sucks, so I've got to figure out a way to tell you which call is the best on the board, so I'll give you a little green check mark.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. And that X means that the guy that's up right now,
loaded.
John from Westport.
He's drunk.
Put him on. Let's go to him. Here's John in Westport. Hello, John.
It's actually not John from Westport. It's Steve from Fall River.
Hey, Steve from Fall River.
All right, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I love you guys. I absolutely love listening to the sports interaction between all you guys. Because you guys know what you're talking about. Unlike Kirk and Minahan.
Kirk and Minahan. Kirk and Minahan show.
Do not cut me off. Please, do not cut me off.
No, please. Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
I will not swear.
Go ahead.
I promise to God I will not swear. Kirk and Minahan is the biggest joke show in the whole country.
Kirk and Minahan show.
They get the best ratings.
Terrific ratings.
Yeah. You know why? Because that's the country we live in. We live in a country where thought doesn't count.
What?
You know
what doesn't count?
Thought.
Oh, thought.
Intelligent thought.
Fork?
Intelligent
I thought he was swearing.
Debate does not count anymore.
Okay. Since
Trump, has been in office, all right. You guys can disagree with me because I know you're both conservative, but. That's fine.
I'm thrilled, man. Thanks for the
wife. I think we got the essence of what you were saying, John.
You don't like the Kirk and Minahan show, right?
The Kirk and Minahan show.
You don't like the Kirk and Minahan show. I tell you what.
Actually, I love the Kirk and Minahan show.
Why?
I hate Kirk.
Oh, but you like the Kirk and Minahan show.
I despise Kirk.
Right. So, okay.
But
so
you
maybe,
like the Kirk and Minahan show.
You know, I got an idea. Why don't they add Jerry Callahan and call it the Kirk and Callahan show, and then you'd change it up.
Hang up.
Right?
No, wait a second.
Yeah, Kirk here? What is that, Kirk? What should they do?
Is he here?
Hold on. What should we do?
Wait, do you want to talk to Kirk?
Shut up!
Everybody knows what Jerry believes.
Hold on. Hey, John. John, hold on.
Hang up.
Jerry?
John, I got Kirk on the other line here. Hold on.
Hang up.
Hold on. Hold on, John. John.
Hang up. Hang up.
Hang up.
Hang up.
Why hang up?
Get him away from me. I don't like him.
Anything else, Kirk? Nothing?
Shut up!
Oh, jeez.
Told you he was loaded.
Perfect. Was loaded. Don't put an X. Put a check mark next to his
I know.
Ass.
Why'd you put an X there?
God.
If we're getting, more him.
Think about this. If we're getting
more drunk callers.
If we're getting drunk callers at 10:45, 10:50 in the morning, imagine what it's going to be like in the 5 o'clock hour starting on Monday.
Fridays are the best. So many drunks on Fridays.
Oh, love it. We should do drunk
including
hour.
Us?
Friday should be drunk hour, right?
Can we drink?
5 o'clock.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Happy right. hour. Call it. Oh, there's a new bit. We'll call it the happy hour time.
617-779.
I could drink.
793-7, our phone number right here on OMF.
Kirk and Menahan is the biggest joke show in the whole country.
It's peacetime.
Right now, I think the morning midday relations are actually pretty good for a change.
Really? Are you serious?
There's peace right now. There'll be wartime again soon.
What? Shut up! Nope. Shut up!
They are a good show right now.
You're a liar.
They have figured it out.
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Here we go again. This is always the Tom Brady Lifetime Achievement Award. That's what there's no way you can look at these two quarterbacks seriously. The only way he would be ahead of Aaron Rodgers is if Aaron had a broken collarbone. That's the only way Tom Brady would be ahead. I just can't explain it. I know Tom Brady won the MVP by default, right? Because yep. Carson Wentz
well,
got
wait,
hurt.
You're saying, what did he win? The MVP? Forgot.
I forgot because
it was
by default.
What
is that? What is that?
By default.
It was by default.
No, it's the most valuable.
Is this really a debate? Is this really, did we not go over this? If anything, if I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, I'm looking at the Aaron Rodgers evolution here and sitting there going, I'm disappointed. Because I think he is all of those things. I think when you talk about physically, emotionally, mentally, the way he is as a complete player, the guy is unbelievable. But what has he really accomplished here? What has he really done?
We've had this discussion before on him. It's like it's
and he's
Aaron
not
Rodgers
young. He's not young anymore, Christian.
Been, no, I know.
This guy is right now. You know, he's playing the 12th. He's playing the 13th yeah. right now. He's turned yeah. the corner. Okay.
Yeah, and you sit there and you go, okay, if Brady can do it with lesser talent and this and that and the other, Aaron Rodgers, who everybody wanted to anoint as like the best thing ever, he's got the one Super Bowl, right? He's got that win. Unbelievable. You know he's good. He's great. But after that, there's nothing there. There's no victories there. There's not enough playoff appearances. There's not enough championship appearances. Let alone, forget about it. Give me a Super Bowl loss. Get to the Super Bowl.
He should have overtaken Tom Brady as the best quarterback by far in this league based on the chronological age of the two quarterbacks by now, right? Maybe 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago. He hasn't done it. Brady was the MVP last year.
The part that I liked was when, do you have that one part with him talking about Brady and how he's lost to Eli?
Yep.
And then when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he has two things. The NFL record for quarterback passer rating in the history of the game of all the quarterbacks who ever played, including Tom Brady.
History.
And he also has the best passer rating for a single season, which was 122.5. Again, the greatest of anybody who's ever thrown the football.
How many Super Bowls do you have?
He's batting 1,000 in Super Bowls. He hasn't lost to Eli twice like Tom
he's
Brady
only been
has.
In.
The best part about that was if you remember, so 2011 was the last time they lost to Eli.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, he lost to Eli in the Super Bowl. What did Aaron Rodgers do that year? His team went 15-1. He won the MVP of the league. He didn't lose to Eli in the Super Bowl. He lost to him in the division round. He lost 37-20 to Eli Manning in the division round after having a bye after being 15-1 and winning the MVP. So he didn't wait to the Super Bowl because he lost in a division round to Eli.
This is the Ben Volen argument. It is better off to lose in the first round.
Apparently to Rob Parker, because I don't know if he doesn't know that or remember that or what.
First round.
Right. First round than it is to get to the Super Bowl. Get to the Super Bowl. Quite an accomplishment. Best team in your conference. And to lose. Okay? And in Brady's case, the defense let him down.
Yeah, and so that was yours. So the one with for me. First of all, this is Rob freaking Parker, okay?
He's
so
your, he's whenever your guy.
He used to be. He won't return my calls now.
He won't?
We pissed him off. I don't know what we did to him, but he is pissed at us.
Won't return
us.
Your phone call?
Oh, sorry. He's pissed at
why don't
me.
Why do you use a fake
you
name?
You guys never, nobody ever gets mad at you
why
guys.
Why don't you use
is
a
he
fake
a brother,
name?
Or is he a cornball?
Well, he's a peer of yours, and you've let him down.
Yeah, I guess so. No, that was Bamani Jones. Bamani Jones told me that I was letting him down.
Oh,
like,
oh
I didn't
sorry.
Do anything about the morning show. you know, and I should know better, right? Play the shame game.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah. So, no, this part when he talks about, okay, if you had to do all over again, if you could pick either one at any point in time, you would pick Aaron Rodgers.
If you had a GM right now in the NFL, Shannon, you were a GM, and I said, you could pick Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, not now, but any time during their careers. Any from the beginning, before you knew Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady, any time you would take Aaron Rodgers.
It wouldn't even be close. Everybody would take Tom Brady.
No, they would
Everybody.
Not.
Skip, thank you. Some sense. I mean, it's like Skip Bayless only makes sense or shows some sort of like couth or some like, you know, some rationale when somebody else is saying something stupider than him.
Yeah.
Or more stupid than him.
Scream
at
me.
To me, it's that you would honestly line up their careers and then they're both excellent quarterbacks. Obviously, one, you know, different, you know, skill set, whatever. But in the end, who are you going to win with more?
Brady.
Who's shown that they can win more and be more clutch and be more just, you know, accurate and everything else that goes along with it?
Brady.
It's not saying that. It's no disrespect to Aaron Rodgers. But if you had to pick, knowing everything you know right now, you're telling me you would pick Aaron Rodgers?
I already said this. I think Aaron Rodgers' career to this point has been disappointing. He's going to turn 35 during this football season at the beginning of December, right? He's going to turn 35. He should have been better than that. He should have been ahead of Tom Brady 3 years ago based on the chronological age of the two. He's not. In this past season at age 40, Brady was the MVP. He was not.
It's just – it's.
What are we talking about?
See, Aaron Rodgers
he's been disappointing.
He's not the heir apparent. I mean, he's a great quarterback. But it's some of these new crop of quarterbacks, you know, that are up and coming right now, that are starting to get some traction, a little bit of attention, and some experience. Aaron Rodgers' time as being like taking over Tom Brady, it's over. Unless he plays another 7 years.
Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback. Everybody knows that,
yep.
Right? And but the thing is with Rodgers is that he does more things that make you hit the highlight reel.
Yes.
You know, whether it's the Hail, first off, the Hail Marys are what they are, right? I mean, those
phenomenal.
Hail Marys. But just the out
best
of the
ever.
Pocket, rolling, throwing the ball out of the pocket, and you're like, holy smokes. So the things that he does well just are eye-popping more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like so
ESPN Sports Center material.
Yeah,
and much
you watch
better.
It. I mean, yep. He's a talented player. He moves around, gets out of the pocket, throws in a run. Great, great quarterback. But I'm with you. It's not like Aaron Rodgers is 28 anymore. You know, he's 35 this
Should've
year.
Done
and
this.
It's funny.
I don't know how long he plays. I have no idea. Maybe he's Brady. Maybe he plays till he's 40, 41 or so. But he's had some very good teams. We keep asking about, you know, when are we going to finally get this Rodgers-Brady Super Bowl? And the reason why we're not getting it, it's not Brady's fault. It's really not Brady's fault.
Maybe
it should have happened in 2011. But he couldn't beat Eli Manning in a division round. They lost 37-20.
If you're looking at guys that are going to take over, first of all, it's too late. Like, everything that Brady's done, I mean, the race is kind of over. You know, the votes have been cast. Nothing he does from here on out can diminish what he's done, right? It's like you're never going to catch him. Like, what would Aaron Rodgers have to do to catch Tom Brady?
No, he can't. He can't.
He can't do it.
That discussion was, you know, Aaron Rodgers' first year in the league was really 2008, you know, as far as a starter goes. So I had no problem having this discussion in 2010. You know, Brady misses 2008. Rodgers goes off as the first year, but still his team wasn't that good. But then in 2009 he comes back, and that's when it started, right? So I have no problem if you had that discussion back in 2009, 2010, saying Brady, how much longer is Brady going to play? 2010, Aaron Rodgers, the next new guy. He's 2 years into the league. He's an absolute stud. I get it, but we're now in 2018, and it's not like Brady's slowing down.
No, you're right.
He hasn't taken anything from Tom Brady yet.
No, I thought he was going to be a lot better than this.
He's been great.
Aaron Rodgers,
he has been.
But
I mean,
did you not think he was going to be more
dominant?
I thought
he'd win more.
This, right?
I thought his Green Bay Packers would win more.
Right, and he's lost more games, missed more games than Brady. Brady lost that one season. Rodgers has missed parts of numerous seasons. But
well, you could say
he should
Brett
be better
Favre
than this.
Had a better. I mean, so far as a Packer, Brett Favre had a better. Went to two Super Bowls, lost one. You know, it was 1-1 in the Super Bowl, but. Even when he kept bouncing around to other teams,
right.
He went to a championship with Minnesota, did great job
with the Jets.
With
the until
Jets.
The end. Yeah.
If you're looking at guys that are going to be the next great thing, you got to look at Patrick Mahomes over at Kansas City.
That's not KK.
No. But my point is the young quarterbacks now. That start with those guys. Deshaun Watson's got a lead on everybody. You thought Carr was going to be the guy. They paid him all that money. He looked great. I don't know what he's going to do with the Raiders now. They have no clue.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson.
I'll take
see
that
if he can be healthy. See if Deshaun Watson can be healthy.
Other than that, I mean,
if Carson Wentz can stay healthy.
If you don't have him, Nick Foles.
This is the whole discussion. Even we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. You talk about all the great quarterbacks, the great young quarterbacks in this league. And it's like, okay, they've shown they've got the talent. Okay, we don't know what any of them can do in the postseason yet. That wasn't Carson Wentz. That was Nick Foles. So we don't know if they're Tony Romo yet, right? Like if they're great in the regular season, can't win the postseason. We don't even know that yet. And the other checkbox is that they haven't checked yet is the health.
Right.
We don't know if they can be healthy like Tom Brady has. So can you be healthy as long as he had in his career? Can you win big games as much as he has in his career? And right now there isn't anybody close.
See, I might make the argument that over the next 4 years, 5 years maybe, that Aaron Rodgers will be the best quarterback in the National Football League. Now, I thought over the last 5 years we would have said that because of everything he brings to the table. And that is not the case. So maybe it won't happen in the next 5 years. Maybe you're right. Maybe Carson Wentz becomes the guy. And Rodgers plays second or third fiddle. But if you want to look at the argument 10 years from now, when we're looking at the GOAT list, we're looking at 1, 2, 3 as they're slotted.
In no
greatest
particular
players.
Order.
We're going to use particular order this time. Brady's going to be number one. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be number one. The question
is the LOAT.
Is he number two? Is he number three, four, five, six, or lower? That's what we're looking at right now. Fair?
Yeah, it just Rob Parker. They need to pick another quarterback. Find somebody else, and back that horse. I mean, Russell Wilson. What happened to Russell Wilson? Lost all his the defense.
Well,
sucks.
Defense sucks
gonna,
right now.
They're going to suck for a good another 2 years before they can figure it
they're
out.
They're rebuilding.
That conference alone, they're the third or fourth best team in their own conference right now.
Well, see, Russell Wilson's starting to enter the territory that Tom has as far as and I know it's maybe the argument maybe early on in his career that he just managed the games. I think if you look at some numbers, he did more than that.
System quarterback.
Right. But Russell Wilson, same thing. Look at this defense that he's had the first few years of his career. Now he started to transition to, now it's on you. Can you go up and put 30 up? Can you win? Because your defense is transitioning. It's not that great dominant defense that you once had. So now, just like Tom, when it started probably in 07, when Moss and Welker came in, and it was just like Bill was just like, screw it. We watch what Peyton Manning's doing. I can't stop him. It's an offensive game. We're going offense. And we'll figure out this defense. We'll piecemeal it together. We'll do enough and let Tom win games. Now, can Russell Wilson do that? We'll see.
Stupid, idiotic take. That's what I would say. All right, is Belichick gone soft? Is that happening? I'm hearing a lot of that. I came back from vacation. I'm reading. Chill Bill?
Chill Belichick.
Chill Belichick.
Ben Volen like that name.
Really?
I like that. Chill Belichick.
Really? We're going to get to that and your phone
call. Next in like 2 weeks. Chris Gasper is going to call him ice cold Bill Belichick.
By the way, I gotta go. I gotta go with you guys.
3 weeks from now,
I gotta go with you guys.
Yeah, Gasper. I didn't like this article.
This is the dumbest article. I mean, Gasper's written at least it's current.
I was
current.
Praising him last week.
I'll give him credit. It's current. It's just stupid. We'll get to all of it.
He interviewed Felke for that one.
Yes, he did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.